Rangin says, so desire, which binds us in karma, this verse is explained in another place. The verse is Jagyarthi Karmanatra Lukaya Karmavana. Jagyarthi, Jagya means God. Jagyapati, one name. God has got various names. One name is Jagyapati. So, you have to act for Jagyapati. That is nice. The example as I gave you the other day, that a soldier is fighting and killing many enemies, or killing many persons, but he is not responsible for killing. The same man, when he is not fighting for the country or for the government, if he kills one man, he is hanged. He is to be hanged. Try to understand. So, because he is fighting or killing on the order of higher authority, the government, he is not responsible for all these things. Rather, sometimes he is recognized by giving some medal, or you have killed so many enemies. Very good. And similarly, if he kills outside the warfield, at home, that is also enemy. Nobody kills nobody unless the other is his enemy. But he will be hanged. If he argues in the court that in the battlefield I killed so many enemies, I was given recognition. But at home I have killed only one enemy, and for which I am going to be hanged. What is this law? This argument will not stay. So, for higher authority's order, if you do something, you are not responsible. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was in the beginning not willing to fight. That was his personal satisfaction. He was considering in terms of his personal satisfaction. But later on, the same Arjuna, he wanted to satisfy Krishna, and he fought, and he became a great devotee. This is the secret of all activities. We are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, our business is to act in such a way that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied. That is success of life. That is described in another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Akappam bhi dijasreshtha varnasama vibhagasa sanusthitasya dharmasya Sangsiddhi Haritosana. This was spoken by Śrīla Gosvāmī in the assembly of great saintly persons and Brahmins. And he addressed the Brahmins, Dijasreshtha, the best of the Brahmins. The best of the Brahmins, because he's especially addressing the Brahmins. The thing is, that unless one has attained the Brahminical qualification, It is very difficult to understand what is spiritual life, what is spiritual success. Brahma janati iti brahman. That is also explained. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti labhati param. Brahma realization. I am not this body. I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God. When we understand this position, then we are liberated from the reaction of karma or material activities. So, Śrīla Gosvāmī addressed dvijasreṣṭha, not only brāhmaṇa, but the best of the brāhmaṇa. The best of the brāhmaṇa means Krishna consciousness. One who knows the Supreme Personality of God. Brahmana means one who knows the spirit distinguished from the matter. Brahma janati iti brahma. But when he understands the Supreme Brahma, Param Brahma, Krishna, then he actually becomes Brahmana Vaishnava. Brahmana should advance further to become Vaishnava. Therefore, one who is Vaishnava, he is already a Brahmana. This is the advantage. So Śrīla Gosvāmī said, oh, the great Brahmanas present here. Brahmana. Atha pungvi dijasreṣṭha. The best of the Brahmins. Atha pungvi dijasreṣṭha. Varnāsama vibhāgas. There are divisions. In the human society, there should be divisions of war. The activities for the most intellectual person, that should be a division. That is called Brahmana division. The activities of the politicians and administrators, that is called Kshatriya division. The activities of the mercantile people, that is called Vaishya division. And ordinary worker, they get some salary for serving the master. They are called Shudras. So in this way, everybody has got his duty. The Brahmana has got his duty. The Kshatriya has got his duty. The Vaishya has got his duty. And the Shudras also, they have got also duty. Similarly, Brahmachari, he has got his duty, and the grihastha, householder, they have got their duties. And vanaprastha, retired life, they have got their duties. And the sannyasi, renounced order of life, they have got their duties. The first division is called varna, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. And the second division is called ashram. So Vedic civilization means varna and ashram. The human society divided into varnas and ashrama. So everyone has got his particular duty. Therefore, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, atapungi dijasreṣṭha. Oh, the best of the Brahmin. Varnasama vibhāgasa. Every varna, caste or division of the society, social division, and ashrama means spiritual division. Varnasama vibhāgasa has their divisions. So, sānuṣṭhitasya dharma, everyone has got his duty to do something particular. But whether he is perfect in discharging that duty, that will be considered when sānuṣṭhitasya dharmasya samsiddhi, perfection. What is that? Paritojana. Whether you have satisfied the Supreme Personality of God by your duty. It is very easy to understand. It's like in any office or any place, there is the Supreme Man. So, if by one service he satisfies the Supreme, just like in big offices, there is record of service. What kind of service an employee is rendering to the establishment or to the government, that is recorded and he is recognized. So as this is the system in our ordinary life, similarly, the human society, whatever they may do, that is our life. Because everyone has to do something, even for keeping the body and soul together. But after doing something, the activities should be tested whether by such activities the Supreme Lord is satisfied. Then he is free from the reaction. There are two kinds of reaction of every activity. Pious or impious. Pious activities, that is also bondage. And impious activities, that is also bondage. But above pious and impious activities, there is another activity which is called devotional activity. If one performs devotional activities, he is above the control of this material nature. The material nature is being controlled by three qualities: satagun, rajagun, tamagun, goodness, passion, and ignorance. But one who acts on account of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he becomes free from the reaction of these qualities. That is called karmani akarma. Although a devotee is seen that he is very active, but his activities are not like material activity to result in some pious result or impious result. Both of them are bondage. Pious and impious things. So if we become bound up by pious and impious activities, then we will have to accept this material body, karma bandha. And material body, as soon as you accept this material body, you are under the laws of material nature, especially birth, death, old age and disease. So you become bound up. Therefore, this human form of life is specially meant for to get freedom from this bondage, birth, death and old age. The people do not understand. Their brain is so packed up with material things that they have become just like animals. They cannot understand. But anyway, unless one understands the spiritual significance of life, he is just like animal. Sayama Gokhara, Shastra has said, Gokhara. Gokhara means animal. Go means cows and khara means ass. So anyone who is acting on the bodily concept of life without any spiritual understanding, he is no better than animal. But he is satisfied that the animal is being sent to the slaughterhouse, still he is satisfied. He does not know that I am going to be slaughtered. I am going in this flock, but I will be simply waiting for being slaughtered. So as the animal goes, the cows are being slaughtered. So the animals are being slaughtered. So everyone without spiritual consciousness, without Krishna consciousness, is to be slaughtered by the laws of materialism. They do not know that. Even just like animal, even if he is slaughtered, he is not sorry. That is the position of the present human society. So there is great need of this Krishna consciousness movement. People are so fallen they are reluctant to even to hear about this Bhagavad Gita, where everything is explained. They are living like animals. So it is our duty to awaken them. That is the Vedic injunction. Vedic injunction is to awaken. They are sleeping. Ignorance is like when a man sleeps. He is ignorant of everything, what is going on outside. He is sleeping, deep sleeping. So therefore, the Vedic injunction, Upanishad says, Uttishtata Jagrata Prapta Varanibhata. Please get up. You have got this human form of body. Now you get up and get out of these clutches of cycle of birth and death. Unfortunately, they have become so dull that they cannot understand. So, people should be trained on how to live conscientiously, especially in Krishna consciousness. That will solve the problems of life. Otherwise, he is committing suicide. That is the verdict of the Shastra.
Now, you said that if we are performing some activity, we must that activity must be tested to see if Lord Krishna is pleased. But what is the test?
If the spiritual master is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. That you are singing daily, jasya prasadad bhagavat prasadad, jasya prasadad nagati vidhu. If the spiritual master is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. That is the test. If he is not pleased, then he has no other way. That is very simple to understand. Suppose anyone is working in the office, the immediate boss is the head clerk or the superintendent of that department. So everyone is working. If he satisfies the superintendent or the head clerk, then it is still understood that he has satisfied the managing director. That is not very difficult. Your immediate boss, representative of Krishna, he is to be satisfied. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. Jasya, therefore the guidance of spiritual master is required. Krishna comes in the form of spiritual master to guide. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Guru Krishna Kripa. Guru Krishna Kripa. The Guru Kripa, mercy of Guru, is mercy of Krishna. So when both of them are satisfied, then our path is clear. Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Lata Bhi. Then our devotion and service is perfect. So he did not mark this statement in the Gurvastra. Jasya prasada bhagavat prasada. Jasya prasada nagati. Just like this moment was started only for the satisfaction of my spiritual. He wanted, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, that this moment should be spread all over the world. So he ordered many of my god brothers and desired, even not ordered, he wanted. He sent some of my god brothers to the foreign countries to spread. But somehow or other, he was not very successful, he was called back. So, I thought, let me try in this old age. So, the only desire was to satisfy the desire of the spiritual master. So he has helped, now it is coming to be successful. And this is Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadat. If we actually sincerely work under the direction of the spiritual master, that is satisfaction of Krishna. and Krishna is adding. Any other question? He said, yes, understand things. So your question is answered? Or any doubt you can? That's all right. So you shall finish now? You, at the last also you have some Gita? आप किधर रहते हैं?
हम यहीं रहते हैं।
अच्छा बंगाली हैं।